I can't tell which was weirder, the fact that a woman tried to cheat in a half marathon or that an independent marathon running investigator did all the research required to uncover her ruse. First, how did this runner cheat?
This is a story that I saw because I stumbled upon this Blogspot account by this guy who is indeed a marathon investigator. Apparently, this is a pretty common practice where cheating has to be checked. People who can fake their times in smaller marathons that apparently lead up to bigger marathons. If you do well at a bunch of smaller ones, you could be sponsored. You could eventually get into the marathon scene's pretty competitive. But that being said, the technology part that was interesting was that some guy looked into the results of a Fort Lauderdale half marathon and noticed that the second place time had a much different second half time than the first half. And then apparently had heard that the contestant had started pleading her case at the event about how she it was a legitimate time and all this. So then he noticed, well, wait, she's got this Garmin tracker. We can see based on the Garmin tracking fitness results that are posted online how she did. And all it listed was a distance and a time. And that seemed very suspicious. And then apparently other people started commenting about this at marathon running forums. And a few hours later, there was another post of hers which showed a GPS tracked full run of the course. Well, because that was so full of Garmin-fueled data, it listed issues with cadence and heart rate, meaning it seemed like she wasn't jogging. She might have been biking, was the assumption made by this investigator. And you do need to go to Ars Technica to see, to click through to this guy's page. I don't have the URL handy right now. I'm so sorry. He did a lot of amazing work. It's really cool. So he notices and compares her quote unquote legitimate run to actual runs that have been posted on her same Garmin account, found different heart rate, found different cadence statistics. And that's when he started looking at the event itself and saw photos of the Garmin itself and her posing with a big smile. And that's when he paid for the higher resolution versions of those photos, because they try to sell you these photos if you're a runner. It's just like, hey, here's your moment in the sun of holding the trophy and all that. Gets the photo, and he, not even kidding, does the CSI style enhance on the wristwatch shown in the image and sees that the tally of the mileage is a mile and a half lower than the full run. And that's not just margin of error. For it to have any sort of measure of the run that is neither zero nor the exact is pretty bad. So he contacted her with all the damning information. She insisted that it was legitimate. He then published his own study or his own report about it. And that's when she fessed up on an Instagram post that's since been deleted, saying, one, I cut the course and ran less than the full thing. And two, then I took a bicycle, went back over my original steps, and posted that as if it were the real run. And I'm sorry.
Obviously, the lesson here is when you're taking a photo after this, you need to make sure that your watch is, you're one of those people that wears the watch on the inside of the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, just this pose. It looks cool. Like this.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Totally. Right. That's the lesson to be learned here.
I got to be careful about my own smartwatch.
What is your watch telling everyone?
Well,
when they've.
That's the good thing about the Apple Watch.
Images.
It's not always on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Good point.
Yeah, I would say the lesson that we learned here is don't run.
Ever. Running's bad for you.
Yeah, sorry, I'm coughing up. Just the thought of exercise is making me sick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just stay home. Keep playing video games.
Yeah.
No exercise. It can just get you into a lot of trouble.
I mean, run if it involves an analog controller.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Joy-Con, if you will.
Yes. Yeah.